Malcolm, how will you remember the 2016 season?
Probably remember it as a year of lessons learned and kind of laying a foundation for years to come. I think it's one of those years that, you know, you're disappointed with because you didn't get the results that you wanted, but it's completely important to have this kind of year to learn the lessons that we learned and get the experiences that we have. I think it's one of those things that in hindsight will probably be a little bit beneficial for us.
4-2, you're in Dallas, you got a 10-point lead, that falters, and then the season really went the other way before coming back up. A true roller coaster of a year.
Yeah, it definitely was one of those years that was up and down. Started off really hot, but we knew the meat of our season was going to be that once we hit the division in the middle of the year, and then we started getting some really quality teams, Seattle, Atlanta, a few teams in there. So we knew the meat of our schedule was going to be the middle, and that's where we hit the most adversity and competed every game and just came up short in a lot of them. And so it's one of those things you're disappointed, but, you know, in hindsight, we understand that anybody that they put on the field, we can compete with. So now it's just about figuring out where are the small details or small places that we can change those close losses into wins.
Why should Eagles fans be excited about the future?
Well, we got a little stability for once. You got a head coach that his job is not being questioned. You got a quarterback that we know we'll have for years to come. So now it's just about, you know, building around that. And I think we got a great core of veteran players that have all been, you know, locked in with contracts, so we got a nice nucleus, and we're just building. You know, we see, like I said, we're close. We were close this year in a lot of those games, and I think we'll continue to get better. And all of a sudden, you know, those close games turn into wins, and we're in the playoffs. So I think, you know, nobody feels like we're way off of where we need to be. We're just one or two pieces away.
Malcolm, when the Eagles signed Rodney, they talked a lot about how the two of you would become a dynamic duo. Do you feel that that happened, and what's next for this pair?
Yeah, I think so. You know, there's not many safety tandems, I think, in the league that, you know, are far away from what we're doing. It's been fun because we're trying to learn, you know, how to play off of each other, what each other, you know, does best, and play off each other's strengths. We're both pretty versatile players, so we got the opportunity to move around and do some things. I think that'll continue to grow as we get, you know, closer and spend another year in this defense. But it's been fun. It's going to be exciting to continue that relationship and, you know, play next to him.
What was Jim Schwartz like as a defensive coordinator?
He kept it fun, you know, all year long. You know, he's not big on stats. He's not big on, you know, what it looks like. He just wants to win. You know, his ability to adjust, but keep things simple, I think were good for us. I think he started to trust us as the season went on more, and the more he trusted us, the more plays we made. And you know, I'm excited to get around him a little bit more as well.
Malcolm, what did you see from Carson Wentz this year?
It was fun to watch. You know, he gets thrown into the starting role a week before opening day. All he's done is show up every day. He goes to work, plays, you know, hard. He's doing things that, you know, nobody's expecting him to do, making plays on his own. He's kind of limited with the guys around him sometimes. Injuries, not having Lane Johnson didn't matter. You know, he just went out and played. And it was fun to watch, especially from a rookie. You know, so I think he's going to be a huge part of what we do moving forward.